Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 3rd of September, 2020. Got all the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Well, we're about to go back into the fold with Samsung. And we can do this on September 18th for about $2,000. Wow! Yes, the next foldable Android phone from Samsung, the Galaxy Z Fold 2, will have pre-orders starting, well, as of yesterday, actually. And we should be seeing the thing ship on September 18th. Obviously, the most noticeable upgrade you'll see with the Fold 2, the display, when it's closed, is actually much bigger than the original Fold. Also, something you're saying that you didn't see with the original Fold, warnings from Samsung regarding your screen. Yeah, they're trying to keep users from damaging it. They're also offering a one-time screen replacement for $149 too. Now, that ain't the only thing from Samsung. Of course, we got the Galaxy Tab S7 and the S7 Plus, which will also be available starting September 18th. And just like the Fold 2, pre-orders, yes, have already started. Prices are also quite a bit cheaper than the Fold 2. The 11-inch Tab S7, which supports just Wi-Fi, will start at $649. However, though, if you need the absolute best screen out there, at least according to Samsung, you're going to have to cough up $849 for the Tab S7 Plus. That will give you a 12.4-inch OLED screen with 120Hz refresh rate. Amazon Music and Twitch are about to get their funk on together. Yep, they're teaming up to bring live streaming to the Amazon Music app. As of now, artists can now do things like stream live performances. They can even do charity events, host Q&As, and this can all be done directly in the Amazon Music app now. In fact, fans will actually be able to flip back and forth between live streams and on-demand music. Now, with the team up between Twitch and Amazon, you'll get push notifications now with artists that you follow when they're about to go live. And by the looks of it, you can either tune in via Amazon Music, or you can just go through the Twitch app. One thing for sure, though, artists are definitely on board with this. 1,000 artists have actually already connected their accounts. The main goal of this, at least according to Amazon, however, though, is to help with Music Cares, yes, the COVID-19 relief fund, to support music professionals impacted by the pandemic. We told you it's coming. It's here. iOS 13.7. Well, yeah, we were just talking about the pandemic that, yes, unfortunately, is still with us. But with Apple's new update now, you'll be able to know when it's standing next to you. Now, more than likely, even though we said this before, this should be the last major update for iOS 13. And with this update, its access to COVID-19 exposure notifications is fully implemented now. Now, when you get upgraded to 13.7, you'll see a new section of settings in the menu that includes a toggle turn on exposure notifications. And if you're in places where the local health authorities have decided to use Apple's new framework, iOS 13.7 now will allow you to receive exposure notifications to your device, and you won't have to download a separate app anymore. Now, it doesn't all have to do with COVID-19 in this update. There is also some bug fixes here and there, even though Apple didn't really disclose what those bug fixes were. And finally, looks like Amazon drivers have got a little competition going between themselves. Yeah, you know, the drivers that go to Whole Foods and get your stuff and bring it to you. Well, these contract drivers now for Whole Foods are getting a little clever. How are they doing this? Well, they're hanging smartphones in trees outside Whole Foods. So yeah, if you went by a Whole Foods recently and you see a whole bunch of cell phones hanging in a tree, now you know why. Though you may not know the reason, and I'm going to tell you now. Doing this actually allows them to beat out competing drivers, basically giving them a leg up by snagging more orders, and by doing so, making more money for themselves. Now, as far as if Amazon is fully aware of what's going on between this little competition, apparently, yeah, they are. However, though, reaching out for a comment of how they feel about it, they didn't really say anything. Do you happen to have a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, still located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. You can also find us on Facebook, too, and give us a like as well at British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter, just like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry. Follow us there at British Tech. But we'd love for you to be part of our BTN community over at our Slack room. That is where there's always so much fun conversation going on, and we'd love for you to join in. So do yourself a favor and join now at British Tech. britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.